If you would, turn to Hebrews chapter 8. On Communion Sunday, we pause in our study of the book that we are studying, and we think about communion. And in the book of Hebrews chapter 8, verse 1, Paul comes to his main point. In communion, the main point is we celebrate a new covenant. That we celebrate, Jesus said, the new covenant in his blood. What does that mean? That meant that if there is a new covenant, there must be what? An old covenant. If you ask average Christians, where is the new and the old covenant? My guess is, because of the watering down of preaching today, no one would know. The old covenant was with the nation of Israel and was a contract between the nation of Israel and God. Many of you would be familiar with the old covenant back in Exodus 19 and 20. Thou shalt not, thou shalt not, thou shalt not. And then it summarized the old covenant this way. Anything that's not included in here, here is what you do. An eye for an eye. A tooth for a tooth. Arm for arm, hand for hand. That is why in the Islamic countries, if you steal, they'll cut your hand off. The whole nation of Israel is still under that old covenant. That old covenant was made between God and Israel. But when Jesus came, on the night of Passover, in which he took bread and wine, by the way, it wasn't grape juice, it was wine, that Jesus said, this is the new covenant in my blood. At that point, everything in the old covenant was gone. There is no one that follows Jesus who can be an old covenant Christian. For Jesus canceled it. Not only did he cancel it, but while the old covenant was made between Israel and God, the new covenant was made between Jesus and the Father for you. How does that work? Why was the old covenant made between Israel and God, but the new covenant is made between Jesus and his Father? Yes. When he inaugurated the new covenant, all of you who trust in Jesus, because of what Jesus did on the cross, you partake of the full benefits of it because Jesus did all of the work for it. That's the difference. The old covenant is law. You want to summarize the new covenant that Jesus made with the Father for those who follow him? One word, love. What would love do in the new covenant? That's what you need to ask yourself as a Christian. Seminaries and Bible colleges have filled their libraries with all sorts of books, thousands, hundreds of thousands of volumes. The new covenant can be summarized this. What would love do as a follower of the new covenant of Jesus Christ? That's it. And the place where we see this is found in Hebrews chapter 8, verse 1. And the old covenant, the Old Testament, anticipated the coming of the new covenant with Jesus. And in 8:1 it says, now the main point in what we have said is this. We have such a high priest who has taken his seat at the right hand of the throne of the majesty, a minister in the true tabernacle, which the Lord pitched, not man. By the way, the old covenant, had a pretend tabernacle. In the new covenant, Jesus is in the true tabernacle in heaven. It says those who served the old covenant in verse 5 served a mere copy, a shadow. If you are an old covenant person, which Jesus canceled, you serve shadow and dust. Verse 6 says, but now Jesus has obtained a more excellent ministry by as much as he is the mediator of a what?
Better
covenant. The covenant that Jesus made that we celebrate is better. It is not law, it is love. Jesus made this agreement with his Father that, Father, those who follow me will be under the new covenant in my blood. Jesus purchased it for us. And the only rule in the new covenant is this. What would love do? If I love the Father, I love the Son, how should I behave and act? If I love my fellow believer, how should I be toward them? And therefore, because Jesus Christ made it, canceling the old covenant, he enacted a better covenant on better promises. Verse 6. Verse 7 says, for if the first covenant had been faultless, there would have been no occasion sought for a second, but finding fault. How do you like that? There was fault with the old covenant. Isn't that what the Bible says here? So much greater and better is Jesus Christ that anything apart from Christ has fault in it. And here is where it is found, ladies and gentlemen, where the new covenant is prophesied in Jeremiah 31:31-33, upon which we stand, which the Son made with his Father. You did not make the new covenant. Israel made the old covenant with God. Jesus made that covenant and said, Father, those who follow me, I make this covenant with you that you will keep them safe and secure in me. And they will follow love as the new covenant. And it says here in Jeremiah, which the writer quotes, behold, the days are coming, and by the way, the days are here now, when I will effect a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. How in the wide world, Pastor Dave, could he say house of Israel and house of Judah? Because the blessings of Judah and Israel are now given to the church. Read 1 Peter 2. It has been transferred to God's people, the church, who have become a holy nation, a people for his own possession. So you have been brought near and given those privileges in the new covenant. They don't have it in the old covenant. The old covenant was abrogated. So if you want to be a part of Judaism and the old covenant, you lose. It's only a part of the new covenant that these blessings are obtained. The old covenant's gone. Not like the covenant I made with their fathers on the day when I took them by the hand and led them out of Egypt. For they did not keep my covenant. And I did not care for them, says the Lord. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel, and that includes you. You are the true people of God. After those days, says the Lord, I will put my law in their minds. I will write them upon their hearts. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And they shall not teach everyone his fellow citizen and everyone his brother, saying, know the Lord. For they shall all know me. For I will be merciful to their iniquities. Please note verse 12. And I will remember their sins no more. Listen to me. There is no remission of sin under the old covenant. No amount of keeping rules and commandments could ever remove sin. The only means to expiate sin, to remove it, is through the new covenant and what Jesus Christ did upon the cross. No Old Testament saint, by the offering of any animal sacrifice, had any hope of forgiveness, for they all looked forward to what Jesus Christ would do in the new covenant. That he would, through what Jesus Christ did in what we call substitution, he took your place on the cross for your sins and paid the full price with his blood. And that anyone who trusts the leader of the new covenant, the better covenant, Jesus Christ, is fully forgiven and made a child of God with one principle of life. What would love do as my Savior would do? I save the most important point to last. When Jesus said, a new covenant, he made the first covenant obsolete. And whatever is becoming obsolete is growing old and ready to disappear. That means when Jesus said, this is the new covenant, all of that old system is gone. Shall we take and eat the bread that symbolizes his body? Hebrews says that the new covenant is summarized by the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, where he shed his blood in the redemption of sin to make this new covenant with the Father for his people.